This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Coming to you again from the Exhibit Hall of Combined Sections, APTA Convention, right here in Chicago, Illinois. It is February, and I am joined today by Mark Glover, who is the Vice President of Therapy Services for the Midwest Zone. Mark is a physical therapist with the company for 15 years, practicing for 28, and he is going to tell us today about Concentra's view of the injury rehab, employer-employee relationship, all those things that I know you'll find interesting. Mark, thank you for joining us on PT Talker today.
Thanks, Jeff. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, let's first of all, Concentra, we've all heard of Concentra, big player in the United States, but you have a specific mission, some things that Concentra is known for, primarily working with employers. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's correct. We have, over 300 centers in 40 states. We have another 250 work sites where we actually go on to the business factories and have work sites there as well.
Okay, so you have some expertise in this area, and you're seeing some specific kinds of injuries and have been able to come up with some ways of dealing with that. Early intervention, I know, is something you're known for. So that's why I wanted to ask you on PT Talker today, was to kind of maybe fill in our listeners on some of the things that they might be able to do should they see that typical overuse syndrome or whatever. Can you give us a little bit, give us some hints?
Okay. Well, first of all, we're blessed to have physicians on site that we work with. We're very collaborative with. So as injuries come in, a lot of times our physical therapists have the luxury of seeing that injury the same day that it occurs. It might be 2 hours earlier. So we believe that the earlier that you can intervene in the injury cycle, the sooner that we can rehab them and get them back to work, therefore saving lots of dollars for stakeholders.
And so what would be, so someone exhibits pain or there's some kind of a symptom, take us through what are the steps that might happen?
Well, they'll come in, they'll be evaluated by the physician. If the physician determines that there's a loss of function, maybe places them on a modified duty status, taking them, not necessarily taking them off work, but putting them on restrictions, they would be sent over to see a physical therapist. We would evaluate them, develop a treatment program for them, specifically trying to get them back to their highest level of function. Our approach is more of a manual therapy, hands-on type of approach. We have very little modalities. We use very few passive types of treatments. So it's very much of a hands-on functional progression type of a program.
Yeah, and you actually took my next question because I was going to say, what are some of the things that you might do with the patient there at Concentra? So if it's more manually oriented, tell it, is it a lot of exercise? What are some of the things that you're doing specifically?
Yeah, well, first of all, we try to determine, you know, what's their problem? What kind of physical therapy diagnosis are we giving them? It may be a joint dysfunction. So the physical therapist will get in there, they'll correct the joint dysfunction through manual therapy techniques, whether that's a joint mobilization, a manipulation, or a muscle energy technique, or whatever types of manual techniques they're using, restore the function, and then get them up off the table and get them progressing in functional tasks for the injured worker. It might be lifting. We might be progressing to pushing and pulling or climbing activities or whatever the essential functions are for that particular injured worker.
Now, would a physical therapist at Concentra get involved in trying to modify the job in some way? Would they say, you know, you've been doing this wrong, I need to go out onto the floor and change something?
Exactly. We have a whole division that goes onto the worksite floor and will help modify that job or walk that injured worker through techniques that they can use to try to make their job a little bit better for them or biomechanically change things to allow them to perform their job better.
Sure. Now, Mark, you've been with the company for 15 years, I think you said. What are some of the things that motivated you to join a group like Concentra? Obviously you have an interest in this field. Did you have some experience with that before? Give us your background a little bit.
I think the thing that attracted me to Concentra is that this is a national organization, and physical therapists report to physical therapists. You don't have a physical therapist reporting to an accountant. So this, you know, they understand the business, and that's what attracted me to it. And as well as kind of that early intervention, hands-on approach. This is not just a company where we bring people in and just kind of make them feel good. This is a company where we bring people in, improve their function, improve their mobility, and get them back to work.
Okay, now let me show my ignorance, and let's talk about what some of my assumptions might be. Are you not dealing with insurance reimbursement like some other physical therapists that we're talking to today because you're dealing with the employer directly? Help us understand that a little bit.
No, we do deal with insurance companies. All work companies are mandated through workers' comp rules. So we follow all of those rules, and dealing with not only workers' comp insurance, but we deal with private health insurance as well. So we have the full gamut. We don't see a lot of Medicare type patients. So workers' comp and private health insurance.
So it's not that the employer is self-insuring somehow, like I guess I thought maybe might be the case, but
some employers are self-insured, so you run the full gamut. So we see all of those.
Now, what are some of the things that are keeping you up at night? What do you worry about as far as the future of healthcare as it applies to physical therapy? Are you running into any challenges, things that you're trying to figure out, what are we going to do about this?
Well, there's always things that keep you up at night and lots of challenges. The landscape has changed, obviously, in the last 20 or 30 years since I've been practicing. So you're seeing a large proliferation of physical therapy networks in the physical therapy arena, and these are companies that are using discounts and other methods of working with the injured worker as well as the insurance company to kind of be that interface. And so that's changed a little bit of the landscape, although we've got several companies that we work with and we have a great relationship, but it has generally changed the landscape of the physical therapy community from a reimbursement standpoint.
Yeah. And finally, just in the last few minutes we've got, what are some of the things you're looking for when you go out searching for a physical therapist? And I'm assuming they might work at a Volkswagen plant or a t-shirt manufacturer, but what are some of the things you're looking for?
Well, one of the things that we've really been working hard on at Concentra over the last 3 years is our patient experience. So we want to provide an environment for our patients that is welcoming, respectful, and we have skillful professionals taking care of them. So the first thing that I look for in an individual is, do they have that passion to provide the kind of patient experience that we want for our patients as they come into our door?
And are you finding those? Enough? Well, you know, what is the industry seeing as far as the level of physical therapists you're seeing and the amount of physical therapists? Is there a shortage, that kind of thing?
Well, there's still challenges finding therapists in certain parts of the country. But just as you evidence here today, the students that are walking around are a very high level. They're very professional. I think the whole DPT program and the entry-level DPT program has raised the level of professional that's coming out. So I'm very encouraged by the student that I'm seeing at this conference.
Great. So the conference has been good for you overall?
Very good.
All right, excellent. Okay, well, you've been listening to Mr. Mark Glover, who's a physical therapist with Concentra, and he is the Vice President of Therapy Services in the Midwest Zone and is here today at the Combined Sections Exhibit Hall, where we were able to meet up and have a good conversation. So thanks for filling our listeners in.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
All right. And want to remind you that PT Talker is free to anyone that wants to sign up at pttalker.com, or you can certainly go to iTunes to find our expert each and every week, bringing you someone or something or some information that we hope will help you get someone better today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.